I'm Zach East, happy to bring you Coffee Talk for Tuesday. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is International Chef Day and Information Overload Day, which doesn't need to be a national holiday. That's pretty much every day for me. You know, first there were sexy hand sanitizer costumes, and now the sexy mail-in ballot costume. You can get them both at Yandy.com for a quite unbelievable price. They even have a sexy quarantine banana bread costume, in case you're also wondering. Speaking of Halloween, seems there's a new TikTok trend where people are super gluing vampire fangs to their teeth. What could go wrong, really? Yep, super glue is super strong, and they're having a super hard time getting the fangs off. There are tons of videos of teens yanking on their teeth to try to remove them, and no surprise, dentists are warning against this. First, they say to never use super glue or nail glue on your teeth. If you've tried it and your fangs get stuck, see a dentist immediately to get them removed. If you aren't able to see a dentist, don't pull on them. Just leave them alone until they fall off on their own. And if you really want to put fangs on your teeth for Halloween, dentists say use something safe, like denture adhesive. A new study by Maastricht University of the Netherlands reveals that mood lighting in restaurants may make food taste bad. Researchers say guests dining in a brightly lit restaurant perceive the overall taste of a dish created for the purpose of the study to be more intense than guests dining in a dimly lit restaurant. The results thus show that modifying the ambient illuminance level in a restaurant does not only affect the overall ambiance, but it also changes the overall taste experience of the food being served. So in other words, turn all the lights on if you want your cruddy food to taste better. And the Daily Mail says brushing your teeth can help ward off the coronavirus because toothpaste contains some of the same antibacterials as hand sanitizer. Professor Andy Martin tells the paper, toothpaste contains the same detergents as those found in hand wash gels recommended. The antimicrobial action of toothpaste in the mouth persists for 3 to 5 hours and thereby would reduce the viral load in saliva or infection by viruses entering the mouth. For the vast majority, the timing of toothbrushing should be focused when they're about to go out of their homes for exercise or shopping. Ideally, toothbrushing frequency should be increased in the era of coronavirus. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.